Music from the Al Holbrook Band. That was from their album Dirt Road, and that's called Initiation. And before that, you heard live music from Soul. They were here in the WISO studio. What those bands have in common is that they're both going to be playing as part of the Miami Valley Music Festival. It's August 10th and 11th at the Troy Eagles Campground. And we'll be talking a lot about this in the coming months because it's a really exciting event. But we thought we'd start now and just give you a little overview of what the event is and all of the cool people that you can see at Miami Valley Music Festival. So I'm very happy to welcome into the studio Brad Centers, one of the organizers.
How you doing today?
Very happy to have you here, Brad.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. So, you know, Miami Valley Music Festival, it kind of, when it first started, kind of just popped up and was this great little event. And now it's really become a very respected part of the summer music lineup in our community. And from what I can tell, a really respected part of sort of the festival circuit in the tri-state area. How did all this come about? It's an ambitious undertaking. How did you guys get started and decide we want to do a music fest?
Well, it started out actually, our executive director, Nick Christian, he actually started a little festival kind of out in the Covington area, just small, you know, one day thing. And then Brad Denton was also doing a festival called the Lost Creek Music Review. Well, they combined forces. And, I mean, they just kind of made it happen. I got involved, started doing a lot of the promoting, started, you know, blowing it up, getting out there, getting, you know, good with people. And we just kind of, you know, got more bands, got in, and we just, you know, kind of made it happen.
And the event has really grown over the past couple of years, from what I can tell. You've got a great lineup this year. Acoustic Hookah is signed on, the Spike Drivers, Signs of Life, the group that does the Essence of Pink Floyd, good friends of the show. You've got Soul, Grover, Joss Soul, Al Holbrook. How do you guys even begin to decide who you want when you're building a festival?
Well, it's not necessarily about who we want. It's kind of who wants to play. It's what we do. Our music festival is generally based on local music. There's so much music out here in the Miami Valley, and that's where our roots come from. And at first, we started out just Miami Valley. Then we added more like Boogie Matrix. We have Glowstick Willie coming out of Muncie. I mean, Shank Bones coming out of Columbus. I mean, it's really, we just try to show the talent that we have in our backyard and in our neck of the woods. So this year, I mean, it's a big year. We got 48 bands on the bill. We got 4 stages. And I mean, we're just, you know, going to have fun with it.
And expanding out to more regional bands, did that expand the profile of the festival to make it, you know, to draw people in from other parts of the region rather than just being, you know, more of a Miami Valley-centric crowd?
Yes, it did. And also, I mean, we have a festival family out there that is, I mean, they're outstanding. Everybody is, you know, kind of one big close family that does and attend the festivals. You know, I mean, you see the same people at shows at Canal Street or Jay Allen's. I mean, we're all close. And I mean, it's just getting out there and, you know, we're building and the Ohio family is building.
And you guys are definitely building. I know you have a winter festival now as well.
Yes, we had a winter festival.
Was that the first time this year?
Yes, it was in our inaugural year.
How was, you know, trying to work that into your schedule? Was that difficult when, you know, you've got a big summer event and then you're, you know, deciding, let's take on another big project? Did that, was it completely overwhelming or did it just kind of, was it a natural fit?
I mean, not really. I mean, after the festival last year, we took about 3 weeks to a month off and then we're like, all right, let's get at it. I mean, you get anxious once you're in it. I mean, you want to do it. So, I mean, we got on there. Just kind of said, hey, we picked a date, did it on February 25th, and, I mean, we got it together. We had an indoor stage, an outdoor stage, you know, got as many bands on as we could. It was a one-night thing, and it was great.
Now, what sets you guys apart from some of the other music festivals in the area is that you guys do your festival is for charity.
Yes, we are a 501c3 nonprofit charity organization.
Why did you guys decide to go that route when you were originally formulating the event?
Well, I mean, we just kind of want to give back to the community. I mean, we want to show people that you can support local charity, but do it in your own way and in your own fashion and have fun with it.
Makes sense.
Which, I mean, we also do, you know, we do river runs. We had a river run this year, which was very successful. We had Demolition Crew play that, along with Mark Cantwell and a bootleg blues band. which we had like 60 people come out with the Miami County Park District. And we clean up the couple parks with the Park District. And, I mean, it was great. I mean, we do clothing drives, food drives. I mean, we do whatever we can just to kind of get the word out.
It seems like that would maybe present an opportunity for people who want to get involved but don't know how to sort of get involved within their comfort zone, kind of within their family of friends and fellow musicians and things like that.
Absolutely.
Have you found that's the case?
I mean, you come out, you get to be who you are, you get to do what you love to do, and I mean, you get to clean up, you know, make the earth beautiful, you get to help feed somebody, help clothe somebody, and I mean, it's all, then we reward you at the end of the night with, you know, amazing music. I mean, what could be better? I mean,
In talking about that that festival family and all these great bands you have, for somebody who maybe hasn't come out before that's thinking about coming to the festival for the first time this year, describe for me the atmosphere, what it's like over that weekend.
Well, I technically haven't got to see it as a goer, but I mean, I'm running around like
so
crazy.
You're probably pretty busy.
But, you know, I've heard from everybody who has attended that's, you know, been on the outside. They say it's very laid back. It's family atmosphere. This year we're going to add in a kiddie zone. I mean, we're going to make it, you know, as family oriented as possible. It's nothing too crazy, you know, nothing too lame. I mean, it's just right. It's bring your own beer. You know, we just ask no glass bottles. I mean, you know, keep your dog on a leash. I mean, we're very laid back.
And bringing in the kids zone, that's a cool idea that I haven't, at least in the festivals I've experienced, seen a lot of that happening yet. But it seems like as a certain generation of music fans are getting older, that would be kind of necessary to get them out to the shows, offer something for the whole family, not just the adults in the group.
Well, I mean, that's what we want to do. And, I mean, we're going to have family camping, so, you know, if you're not, you know, out there for the wild time, I mean, you can be family camping. I mean, we're just going to, you know, play it laid back.
Very cool. Very cool.
Which also, one of our stages that we are going to have this year, it's not set in stone yet. I don't know if I should say it. But one of our stages I'm working on right now is we're looking at having an open mic stage. Where festival
cool.
attendees can actually get their spotlight of fame. And hopefully that encourages more people to form bands and form more local music.
So you guys are into not just highlighting local music, but really fostering the scene and fostering
Absolutely.
People who are, you know, maybe thinking about doing it but haven't taken that leap
Absolutely.
Yet. Absolutely. Very cool.
I mean, I'll personally, when I'm on stage, come up to the stage, I will hand you an egg shaker. I mean, it's all about the feeling.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. You're a musician yourself.
Slightly. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a musician by no means.
Does that make you think of organizing a festival differently at all? Like from a performer's perspective, do you sort of think of different things when you're in the organization process when you're getting ready?
Yes,
to come
we
show?
Do, and that's why at our festival, for any band that's ever played or any band that is listening right now that will play, we pretty much treat you like royal treatment that weekend. I mean, we have food set up behind stage. I mean, you're VIP everything. I mean, you're just as important as the headliner. I don't care if you're playing noon on Saturday or, you know, it's whatever. I mean, there's food back there. Help yourself. I mean, we treat everybody as much as we can, and we just appreciate you coming out and supporting the local charity with us.
It sounds like just all around, it's coming from a place of just like, come be a part of our family, really.
Yeah.
I like that.
we're very welcoming. We come with open arms.
Well, if people want to keep tabs on the festival and what's happening, where can they find you online?
They can find us online. Our website, we're working on getting it up to date, and I apologize to everybody out there who has been looking at our website and it hasn't been, but it is MiamiValleyMusicFest.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We have an event page. We have numerous event pages. Different ways around town. I'm always around at some show, so if you see me, say hi. I mean, I'm not shy. Just say hello, walk up, give me a hug. I don't care. I'm friendly, so.
Very cool, very cool. Well, we are going to be hearing more about the Miami Valley Music Fest and hearing from hearing from some of the performers in the coming month. And is there anything else that people ought to know before they check you guys out online?
I just kind of want to give a big thank you to a lot of volunteers we have out there that are, you know, really working hard for us. And this year, you know, we're always welcome to more volunteers. And if you are interested in getting involved, find me on Facebook. My name is Bradley Centers on there. You can find me. But I want to give, like, you know, a little personal shout out to a little bit. It's Erica Chris Tallett, Kenny ML Chipman, Corinne Johnson, Clint Mers, Brad Denson, Nick Christian. Denson's our festival director, and he's awesome. He is on it. Nick Christian, he's the guy who, you know, keeps us on. You know, along with Buckeye Music Magazine, Johnny Klink at the Wham Bam Thank You Jam. I mean, everybody coming together. Soul, they were our band of the year last year. We actually had an award ceremony at our donor ball, and they were the band of the year, which is, you know, a great honor. They're, you know, 100% on board for what we're doing. And I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I want to say a future thank you to anybody who would like to be involved. So please just hit me up on MySpace, that's old, Facebook, and we'll go there. So, all right.
Well, Brad, I want to thank you so much for being here, and you're going to be back with us on the other end of things.
On the 11th, our 11th. Band Lost on Iddings is playing in here.
Very cool, very cool. Well, in the meantime, we do have a couple more pairs of passes to the Miami Valley Music Festival. So how about we do a third and fourth caller at 769-1998. A third and fourth caller will each score pairs of tickets to the Miami Valley Music Festival. It's August 10th and 11th at the Troy Eagles Campground. We'll be hearing from more of the bands throughout the month of July. So stay tuned. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Dance. This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.